Hello, and welcome to another episode of Worldwide Wonderful Women. I am your host, Paula Harris, and this podcast is for women who are all about learning how to live in God's divine power when yours is diminished. It is produced on behalf of Transformed Worldwide Ministries. Thank you so much for being here. Hello, this is episode number 355, and it's entitled, What is God's Will? Well, happy September to you. We're approaching the fall, and I pray that you'll have a blessed and wonderful Labor Day. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 16 to 18 states, Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Now, this verse removes all doubt and wondering as to what God's will is for us. It tells us that God wants us to do three things. Number one, rejoice always. Now, always means not just when you feel like it. And then number two, pray without ceasing. This doesn't mean that you're on your knees all day. And then number three, in everything, give thanks. The word in is very important. It doesn't say for everything, but in everything. Now, you may not be truly thankful for a situation that's taken place in your life, but you can still, from your heart, give God thanks while you are in that situation. You may not understand or like it, but you can trust that God is doing something good beyond what you can comprehend. And so you can thank him anyway, knowing that he is kind and faithful in all that he does. I want to give an example of how these three things occurred within a trip this past month when William, my husband, and I went to visit our son in Florida. The prayer samples that I'll give are not exact prayers, of course, because what? I didn't write these prayers out. The prayers that I prayed came from my heart at that time. I'm just going to give you a little illustration of what you might pray during these situations. All of my prayers are conversations between my father and I as his daughter, and they're made possible through the sacrificial death of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and they're empowered by his Holy Spirit. So let me say that again with all the prayers that we pray. They are conversations between us as sons and daughters with our Father. They're made possible through the sacrificial death of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and all of our prayers should be empowered by his Holy Spirit, knowing that when we pray, we're not just coming praying of our own will, but we are praying in the will of God, our Father. So now let me share with you how these things played out in the trip that I took. I'm not a last-minute person, and I had all my affairs in order, and I was packed and ready to leave early in the morning for our flight. Everything went smoothly in dropping off our car, getting to the airport ahead of time, and it wasn't until I was in the TSA line when I went to pull out my license that I realized I had left my license on the copier at home. Now, you might say, what was your license doing on the copier at home? Well, our family is planning a trip for next year, and they needed a copy of my license for that trip. I always have my license in my wallet, and so it didn't even dawn on me to check for my license. Now, you might say, well, Paula, that's your stupidity. But the thing is that I'm telling you honestly, I always have it in my wallet. And so when I got in line and I went to pull my license out and I saw that it wasn't there, all of a sudden, in my heart, I began to panic. I was like, what in the world am I going to do? Well, what happened was I wind up Getting in line, had to go up to the TSA officer. And of course, what happened? They pulled me out of the line. I had to stand there and I felt like a criminal. I felt like a criminal that they had just found out that I had did something wrong. And so they pulled me aside. And here I had to wait in line while everybody else was going and getting checked in. And poor William, I told him, just go ahead and wait on me on the other side. And so it took some time. What happened was they came, they asked me for some other ID. And thank God I had another photo ID. I also had my insurance card and I had a credit card to verify that I was who I said I was. But that wasn't good enough. They had to take me in a different line. They had to scan everything that I had. And then they wanted to scan my body. So they asked me if they could do it right there or whether I wanted it to be done in private. And I said, oh, no, please, let's do this privately. So they had to take me to another room. And then two officers went with me. I looked like such a criminal, like somebody who could do a whole lot of harm. No, you know, I'm joking. They made me spread my legs and they frisked my whole body with gloves on. And then they had to take the gloves and put them under the machine to make sure that I didn't have any powder or whatever, anything else on me. So I passed that inspection. They gave me back my ID and my materials. And then I was on my way. I had gathered back with Wham. Then we were able to make our way to the plane. So, number one, first of all, I was rejoicing that I had some other ID that I could get through. Now, they said if I was flying internationally, I probably would not have made my flight. But the fact that I was flying within the United States, I was rejoicing because I had enough ID that they could let me go. Number two, and then you want to talk about praying without ceasing. I was definitely praying as I was walking through that scanner and as they were taking different little wipes and wiping down all of my shoes, the bag I had and everything like that, that I would be able to make it through the security to be able to get with Wham and get on that plane. So I was praying without ceasing. I was just like, Lord God Almighty, in the name of Jesus Christ, I just rebuke the enemy. I just thank you, dear Lord, that this is just a small hindrance, that you are going to allow Wham and I to make the flight. I was thanking God that we had arrived early enough, that I didn't feel rushed, and that we had plenty of time for this to take place. I was thankful for the ID that I had. I was thankful for the two women that they weren't men. I was very thankful. I mean, I just start thinking about all the different things in praying and giving thanks. So number three was to give thanks in all things. And so I was thanking him for every little thing that I could thank him for. And just so appreciative of God for protecting us and being able to make it through the TSA with no license and not to have been delayed to where we had missed our plane. So, hallelujah, praise God. That was not exciting to me. I was totally embarrassed. I felt like a criminal, but I was so glad that I wasn't apprehended any longer and that I was able to get with William and we could laugh about it. Oh, my. It was a lesson that I will always remember, to always make sure I have my license and my ID, regardless of whether I'm always organized in that way or not. So then we go on, we get on the plane. And so here we are, we're on the plane. We've gotten settled. Everything is good. I'm at the window where I normally like to be so I could just praise God and look at his creation as we get into the clouds and just everything. I just love being at the window because it's just a time of prayer and fellowship and worship. Well, here we are. We're on the plane. Everything is good. So now we're announcing that we're getting ready to take off. So the plane is on the runway and it starts, of course, to accelerate and go faster so that we can take flight. And then all of a sudden, The brakes are slammed on, and you could just hear the luggage and everything being disturbed by the motion and the shock of stopping all of a sudden. And of course, everyone on the plane knew that something was wrong, because you don't do that when you're getting ready to take off. And it wasn't until we were totally stopped and that we started to make our way back to the gate that an announcement came over from the pilot that something had happened to one of the engines and that we were going to make it back to the terminal. Well, if you could have heard the noise that that plane was making trying to get back to the terminal. Now, it didn't even make it back to the terminal that we pulled away from. It pulled up to another different terminal. I guess the closest one that it could make it to, because I'm telling you, at that point, the plane sounded terrible. So we pulled up to the terminal. We're just still, and everybody's wondering what's going on, because we're not told whether we're going to stay on the plane or whether we're going to have to get off and get on to another plane. And so there were people on the plane that were just very upset because they had another flight that they had to connect to. And there were some people that were going on a cruise and they didn't want to miss, of course, their launching off on their cruises. You could just hear all the conversation and the confusion and everything. And finally, the pilot came over and announced that we have to be still and just wait whether they're going to do maintenance on the plane. Well, in my heart, I was like, I don't want to stay on this plane. I'd rather get off this plane and get on another plane. Finally, we were waiting, and then finally the announcement came over that we had to get off and get on to another plane. All right, here we go. Number one, rejoice always. I was thankful and rejoicing, first of all, that the engine light came on, even though we were getting ready to ascend up into the clouds. I was thankful for the timing of the light coming on and the pilot being attentive and, yes, slamming the brakes on so that we didn't take off, because I'm not quite sure how that would have looked to be up in the air very high with one engine working. So I was rejoicing. I was so thankful for the Lord protecting us and encamping his angels round about us. And of course, I'm sharing this with you, and all three are kind of intermingled because I was praying, rejoicing, giving thanks all at the same time. I was very thankful for that. So thankful that the Lord protected us and kept us safe. I was very thankful and praying without ceasing. Number two, in regards to giving the pilot and all of those that were taking care of the plane wisdom to let us know whether maintenance was good enough or whether to get on another plane. And then as far as like number three, giving thanks, I was so thankful that we were able to switch and go to another plane. Now, yes, the terminal that we were at in Philadelphia was Terminal C, and we had to walk all the way to Terminal A, and it was A18. So it was not around the corner. It was a good walk, and I'm sure some of those that maybe had some problems physically or whatever, it kind of took a toll taking that long walk. But I have to tell you, it was better to be weary than to not be here at all. You know what I'm saying. Of course, I know when I die, absent from the body is present with the Lord. And I'm very thankful knowing where I'm going to go. But at the same time, I like being able to bring heaven to earth in the time that I have right now on earth. So anyway, we can get into all that. But anyway, the thing is, I was just thanking God all the way while we were walking, and it was a long walk. I was praising him and thanking him for just everything and how it all unfolded and for the opportunity to get off of that plane, which he said was going to now go get maintenance, and to be able to get on another plane. We got on that plane. There was no incident. We landed softly and safely in Florida, and then we were on our trip. Then another incident that had happened was during our time there, our son, Aaron, who works with the Miami Dolphins with their public relations, had an event. And he had to leave very early, and he told William and I how to get where he was. So William went, dropped him off with his car, and then William came back because we were staying at his house. And then William and I put the address in for the location, and we took off to meet Aaron so that we can see how everything was unfolding with what he did with the Miami Dolphins. And the Miami Dolphins is a football team if you're not into football. So then William puts the directions in the GPS. And we drove about an hour, and we were like, wait a minute, this is not right. I thought Aaron said it takes 20 minutes to get there. Only to wind up when it says that we reached our destiny to be in a neighborhood where a bunch of houses were, instead of being at a public high school, which the Miami Dolphins were donating much equipment to. I have to tell you, I think hubbies are a little different when it comes to directions as far as wanting to stop and get help. First of all, I was rejoicing that we made it to the wrong destiny safely because there was a lot of traffic and a lot of trucks and people were driving crazy in Florida. During the whole ride, I was praying without ceasing because something just did not seem right in my spirit. And I just mentioned something to William, but he said, let's just keep on going and let's see. And then number three, I gave thanks that William realized, okay, I must have put the wrong address in the GPS. And I gave thanks that I wasn't nagging. I wasn't angry. We weren't arguing. Really, what I was trying to do was not to belittle him or make him feel bad for the mistake that was made. And so I was really thanking God for that. What we did was we got the right address in. We made it in time to see some of the great presentation that the Miami Dolphins was making to this city high school and to see how Aaron interacted and led his team to be able to do the whole thing. So we were able to take pictures. It all turned out. Number one, I was rejoicing that we made it. I was just so thankful that Aaron knew that we were there and that we were safe. And number two, praying without ceasing. I was just so thankful that God made it so that we weren't arguing and that we weren't fighting. And then number three, just giving thanks in all things. I was just so thankful for how God was using our son with the Miami Dolphin football team, with their public relations to reach these young men at a high school that needed encouragement and equipment so that they could reach their goals. And so this is just a little example of when we think about 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 16 to 18, which tells us, rejoice always, pray without ceasing, and everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. I just pray that you too will be mindful of these three things that you know are within the will of God, that are his desires for you. And that even when things go wrong, that you realize you can rejoice, you can pray, and you can give thanks, and know that it's within God's will, knowing that you're trusting him. In closing, I'd like to just leave you with Psalm 16, verse 8. It's something that we can memorize and keep in our hearts. It says, I kept my eyes always on the Lord, and with him at my right hand, I will not be shaken. All right, now we can rejoice over that one. We can pray about that being fulfilled in our lives, and we can thank the Lord even now. All right? Amen? Amen. Well, God bless you. I hope that you share our podcast with others. And Lord willing, see you next month. And in the meantime, smile. Jesus loves you. Thank you for listening. To make sure you do not miss any future episodes, please subscribe to our podcast. We want all to be able to live in God's divine power when theirs is diminished. Also, sign up for our monthly newsletter on our website, twmforjesus.org. Please do share our podcast with others. And Lord willing, we'll be together next month.